Hello. I lied. You didn't actually get to walk very far without having to listen to me, but in walking around and putting this little tour together for you all, I came to the realization that we should tell you something at this point. You're standing at the confluence of two distinct habitat types. Look back towards the river and look at the woods and the ground there. You'll see that it's mostly partially flooded. On a high tide with a full moon, most of that ground, the lowland part, is nearly fully flooded. The plants in that floodplain, then, are tolerant of being occasionally flooded out. They like to have their root systems mostly buried in partially salty water. There's a total different kind of plants living there than there are living uphill. Look the other way, uphill. Those would be all the woods full of hollies. Lots of great big green evergreen trees, right? We talked about those. You'll see loblolly pine. It's the great big pine tree with huge platy bark. There are several oak species in the woods around you. Red oak, white oak, Meshowii oak, which is swamp white oak, I believe, and post oak. There's a couple hickory trees in the woods around us, but they're all upland plant species. So here we are with two different habitat types, closely located, and that's an awful lot like how the rest of the world is. Wherever you go walking, you'll see different habitat types right up against each other. It's kind of up to you to look around and pay attention to your surroundings and be able to make guesses about different habitat types and what you see in front of you. All right, we're going to go walking, and we're going to go walking off to your left.